This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
One ball, two strikes, two down in the ninth. 10-2 Red Sox. From the letters, Bayo pitches. And a swing and a miss. He got him! Held on to by Wong. And with his 10th strikeout, Bayo pitches a complete game. 10-2, the Red Sox offense does it again, and their roll continues. Five straight wins, and they are surging toward the break.
They're surging towards the break. Not wrong, Will Fleming.
No.
It's the most games over 500 they've been all season.
Really?
Rich Keefe, Stats and Info Department, strikes again!
How about that?
Yeah, they're 3 over.
Tied for the most.
Nick, it's still the most.
I know, I'm just saying it's tied for the most.
What is that?
Now, see, I appreciate
what is that?
I appreciate that from Nick.
He just took a fire extinguisher to the Rich Keefe Stats and Info Department.
Well, there's a qualifier on it.
It's the highest they've been over 500.
Well, no, it's
tied for the highest.
But it's not the highest they've been.
But they've also been here before.
Okay.
Then what happened? Then what happened when they were there last time?
They dipped below. The lowest they've been, I think, is 5 under.
Okay.
The highest is 3 over. They're also one game out of a wild card spot.
Score one for the Knicks Stats and Info Department.
There's
there.
Only no.
Well, I don't have any stats to refute whatever he just said. So.
He just vetoes other stats.
Yeah, yeah.
There's three teams in the majors right now that are on 5-game winning streaks or better. The Blue Jays, who are hotter than everybody, and the Tigers, who are also in first. Those two first place teams, and then the Red Sox. That's how they've been able to gain some ground. I know they've played bad teams, but once again, we'll say it for the thousandth time. Don't care. They weren't destroying bad teams earlier in the year. You couldn't take advantage. They weren't taking advantage of an easy schedule throughout April and parts of May. So the fact that they're doing it now, I'm not going to not give them credit for it.
No. I'll give them credit for it. And look, they're playing what? They're second in the American League in runs scored. They're a game out of a playoff spot. They do
it. 5 fewer runs than the Yankees because the Yankees are a mess right now. So
they scored a lot last night, though.
They did, but so did the Red Sox.
Yep.
So they could go into the break with the best offense in the American League.
I mean, the way they're hitting right now, they probably will.
I know. But what does the equations say for Craig Breslow?
Great.
Is he buying that, or is he looking at that being like, well,
great question.
You know, they went up against Kyle Freeland and Gomber.
I personally don't care about this, but I bet they're factoring it into their calculations going into the deadline. And you'll hear Craig Breslow coming up. You'll hear Will Clark, some salty language about Rafi Devers coming up. You'll also hear another Dork Minute with Rich Keefe coming up about 15 minutes from now.
Go nowhere.
Because what'd you give us earlier this week? Just a spoiler-free Jurassic Park review.
Jurassic World Rebirth.
I'm sorry, Jurassic World Rebirth review.
I could review Jurassic Park if you want. Great movie.
But
the best.
You have a lot of
TV shows.
Other shows to get to, including
Summer
one.
Summer TV is wild.
Including one I completed last night.
Oh, good. We can talk about that.
I'm a completionist.
Same.
Bear season.
Always.
Sick brag, bro.
Bear season 4.
We'll talk about the Bear
which
season
we'll get
4.
To coming up. But you know this factors into their calculations. To start the second half, and remember what happened last year to start the second half. They got just bludgeoned by the Dodgers, then went to Colorado, didn't do any better, handed Cora an extension.
Cora's teams are always bad in August.
And continued to circle the toilet. Are they?
Yeah.
More Rich Keefe stats and info?
Yeah. I don't have the exact numbers, but I can just tell you anecdotally they fall off a cliff after the All-Star break.
I don't care about this. They're at Chicago, at Philly, home against the Dodgers. First three series, that's the first nine games out of the break.
Ooh, they're going to see Kyle Tucker
going into the deadline.
Look.
Like, that is not a reason to, oh, let's wait and see how we tiptoe through this. That's a reason to make a trade so that you have some help in those series.
No.
But you know they're factoring that in. I don't care that they have a tough upcoming schedule. I also don't care they have an easy schedule right now. They're winning the games they have to now. You got to keep winning series against those teams. You have to.
All right, so here's the latest from John Morosi. We had mentioned earlier how the Red Sox are taking a look at Joe Ryan of the Minnesota Twins. A potential Jaron Duran, Joe Ryan swap could happen. How about this? For the Twins, this is according to John Morosi, MLB Network. For the Twins to move on, they will need to be A, out of the AL postseason picture.
Check.
And B, completely overwhelmed by an offer.
Well, that's not going to be a check, I don't think. But the first thing is
Jaron Duran could be overwhelming-ish.
Who would you rather have, Joe Ryan or Jaron Duran?
For the Red Sox, because I have three other outfielders and I don't have great starting pitching, Joe Ryan. I'd rather have Joe Ryan.
How about if you're Minnesota?
I could talk myself into Duran, because I think they also are going to probably trade Byron Buxton.
It's closer if you're the Twins and if you're the Red Sox.
Yeah, that's and you're true. Like, all right, yeah. We have an everyday player we can kind of build around. He's cheap, and we're a small market for at least the next few years. Then we'll have a decision to make. It might be one of the few trades where you're like, all right, that's a win-win. Maybe both teams are satisfied. So the question would be, do the Twins feel like they're already out of it? Right? Like I know the deadline's a little ways away.
Because they're what? They're four out?
They're
three
four
back
out.
Of the Red Sox, yeah.
Yeah, they're four out, but they're tied with the Royals and the Angels, and they're behind the Rangers and the Red Sox before you even get into the wild card teams. So if you just said, hey, you're four games out, you might not feel like you're completely out of it.
But with that many teams to leapfrog, that's a lot.
That's a ton. And they're below .500, and they have a negative run differential. So if they're projecting like Craig Breslow or Heim Bloom would have done, they would have to think that they're definitely out of it.
So on the Jaron Duran discussion, and maybe that would blow them away, and maybe they're not that far from feeling like they're dropping out of it. But Morosi said they're monitoring Joe Ryan. So continue to monitor it. Great trade target. I'd be fine with trading Duran for someone like Joe Ryan. We've mentioned arms in Florida and Seattle and San Diego as well, though those were harder to come by in terms of names we liked. That's one I'd have on the list, where that is a baseball trade. You're trading away from a glut over here and adding to a weakness over there. I'd be fine with that. And it's coupled with the news last night, and this was pregame, but when Cora spoke with the media, it sounds like Roman Anthony's going to play left field tonight against a righty. Yoshida's going to be at DH, it sounds like, tonight against a righty. And it sounds like Duran will be out of that lineup. Now, maybe they give Rafaela a day and they play Duran in center and no harm, no foul. But if Duran starts sitting against righties and Anthony is working out in left field, Bradfo had the video yesterday. He is working out in left field. Doesn't that tell you Duran's days are numbered?
Yeah, if Duran sits against a righty, if he's hitting seventh against a lefty, yeah.
And his numbers against righties are good. He's hitting 280-something with an 830-something OPS. Like, his numbers against righties are good.
But those other guys, like, Cora's talking up Roman Anthony now, because Roman Anthony has kind of figured out at the plate. He came up with another knock. I mean, everybody had a knock last night, he's talking about playing him and playing him every day and putting him in the middle of the lineup. He's talked about that with Anthony. Seydon Rafaela has been on fire for the last month and might be the best defensively out of all those guys.
He's one of the best defensively in baseball.
Yeah. I mean, Willie Abreu is pretty good, but he is. With you. Rafaela's the best out of that bunch.
Another great catch last night.
Yeah. So then you're like, all right, where do you end up putting Duran? Who, by the way, hit the longest home run in Fenway Park this season?
Questionable.
Yeah, I'd like to see the tape measure on that.
It's not the Ted Williams red seat, but it's questionable.
It's not the red seat, no. You believe in the red seat?
No.
No.
I don't believe in the red seat, and I don't believe Duran's home run, all due respect.
What do you believe in more, the red seat or Bigfoot?
Bigfoot.
Definitely.
We've seen
Bigfoot. I know what your answer
Bigfoot's
is.
Real.
Bigfoot. Big feet.
The red seat, not real.
No, I've sat there. I mean, that is a bomb.
I mean, it's a real seat, but Ted Williams didn't hit one there.
So Ted Williams, American hero.
Not on the fly.
I'm not trying to bash the guy. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Notoriously not a top five American for either of us.
Maybe an honorable mention.
Yeah, he was behind Dennis Quaid for me.
You had Randy Quaid,
I'm sorry, Randy Quaid.
Not even Dennis Quaid. Randy Quaid.
I did have Randy Quaid. Yeah.
Meg Ryan. So, but this is the big tell on the red seat is David Ortiz has said in batting practice with a metal bat he couldn't reach it.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Like, I'm sure Ted Williams got a hold of a few in his time, but like if Ortiz couldn't reach it with a metal bat, like what are we doing?
Yeah.
But anyway, Jaren Duran socks a dinger. You're like, oh, what a hit. And it goes straightaway center. And then they're like talking about it on the broadcast, like it's the longest shot all season. I was surprised. Oh, speaking of home runs, how about the snag that kid had on the Trevor Story homer?
Great catch.
That was sick.
Soft mitts.
That thing was a screamer. And then the kid like socks it right out of the sky. Doesn't even like played it perfectly. Good scouting report on Story. He was in the right spot, catches it. Next thing you know, they pan over to him. He's eating an ice cream.
Yeah.
He's just like chilling, eating an ice cream. I'm like, did you break your hand, sir?
What a night. Yeah, Lou brought a glove up there the other night. This guy's barehanded.
Those come in fast.
Oh, yeah.
You ever been like close to a home run ball in the outfield? They come screaming.
Not in the monster seats, no.
No, I've never sat up there. I've been up there. I've never sat up there like for a game. But I would be like a little worried about the heights. I'd be a little worried about like flying over like Wally the other night.
No chance. I took
and he just like, bink, just picked it out of the sky.
Only time I've been up there, Keith.
Yeah.
Brag.
Okay.
Joe Castiglione's class at Northeastern. We took a class up on the monster.
You took a class on the monsters?
We did a Fenway tour. We toured the press box and everything with Castig.
Was Wally and Tessie there?
I don't recall. I don't think so, though.
Wasn't a real tour,
Tessie
then.
Tessie definitely wasn't.
We had class up there.
True.
And I didn't even like sitting up. No game going on, not reaching for a fly.
You were a little worried.
I didn't even like sitting up there.
I'm like, I'm going to fall.
I wasn't sitting front row, I'll tell you that. I was sitting second or third.
No, that kid made maybe the best play we've seen all year at Fenway Park.
Sign him up for the Sox?
Yes.
They played fly balls and liners way worse
than
that.
They have five starting caliber outfielders.
So I think this is a team worth investing in, clearly.
Oh, yeah.
I would invest now for that stretch run coming out of the All-Star break where you go against the Dodgers and the Phillies and the Cubs. But you continue to hear Duran's name in trade rumors. Jim Bowden.
Ralph.
You don't put a lot of stock in his reporting?
I don't.
He said if Alex Bregman is unable to come to terms on an extension with the Red Sox, he could be traded to the Mariners, Tigers, or Brewers. So there's a lot of qualifiers in there.
Yeah.
If they're unable to come to an extension, he could. But that's what he said. So, look, there's the Morosi report about them monitoring Joe Ryan. I would say on average, Keith, there's more items about who they're selling. Duran.
Yeah.
Even Bregman. Chapman. There's more items about who they're moving off the team than who they're acquiring. And that's disappointing. I hope that's wrong, but I would have a problem with that. If they're selling instead of buying, I would have a big problem with that.
Yeah, because a lot of that, too, was like a week ago, and you were looking at teams that were outside of the playoffs, and I think a lot of these, whether there's like MLB Network or ESPN, were coming up with possible teams that could be buyers, or I'm sorry, teams that could be sellers and what players other teams would want. And that's the thing with the Red Sox, and it's why they should be better than they are. They do have a lot of players that other teams would want. It's kind of the opposite of what we're talking about with the Patriots. It's like, how many guys on the Patriots would other teams like die to have? The Red Sox have a bunch. They have a closer that most teams would want.
Yeah.
They have a couple starting pitchers. They got a guy like Bregman. It's guys on the last year of their deal. It's some guys that are young with team control. Like, it's a good combination of players, which should be good for them. Like, they should bring guys in to play on this roster
and
be better. But I don't know. You know, the next five games could go a long way in where that is. I mean, it's not out of the realm that we're sitting here All-Star break next week at this time where they are one of the wild card teams and like four games over 500, games over 500.
Yeah, this weekend against Tampa, they could easily do it.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. More your phone calls there. We have more Red Sox thoughts coming up as well. Breslow addressed his approach at the trade deadline yet again. Didn't love what I heard there. Will Clark, rip Rafi Devers. I did like that. But on the way next, another Dork Minute with Rich Keefe.
The Red Sox Station.
93.7.
WEEI. Boston's
Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
The show starts in one.
This is movie time.
Shang-Chi. You've seen none?
None.
Me and Billy have combined. Me and Billy have combined for one.
Billy's 100 years old.
Does he don't like comic book movies? I'm
yes.
an old man?
Yes. Yes. Right.
You ever see the movie Dirk Diggler?
I did a movie with George Mura's.
I'm going to give it a rock hard 5 out of 6.
Make sure you subscribe to the
Hashtag Dork Podcast. So
speed, you'll see. All right, time for another Dork Minute. I'm here on Joseph Keith WEEI. Of course, Monday we talked about Jurassic World Rebirth as we are full into summer movie season. Superman tomorrow. I Know What You Did Last Summer the following week. Fantastic Four First Steps the week after that. So it is loaded. Also, TV. Nonstop TV on the streaming services.
That's Jones. More my speed.
This is more your speed. Very good. So
TV's more my speed.
You'd mentioned earlier you completed The Bear Season 4.
Yes.
The Hulu show. They dropped all 10 episodes at once back at the end of June. And if you read some of the scuttlebutt on the internet, people are kind of turning on The Bear. People don't seem to be as happy with The Bear. It got a ton of attention the first season, followed up with an unbelievable second season. And then this is what I think happened. People.
A lot of fart sniffing.
People didn't like, no, but not only that, they didn't like being told how good it was. So people, whether they liked it fine or hadn't even seen it, were just getting really annoyed by people being like, you got to see The Bear, you got to see The Bear, you got to see The Bear. Because I loved The Bear. I thought the first two seasons were great. I thought season 3 was good. And I thought season 4 was more like season 3, where it was like better than most TV shows, but not nearly as good as their first two seasons. But people being like,
which did you like better, 3 or 4?
I think I actually liked 3 a little bit
more. So I liked 4 slightly better, but I agree. Those two are grouped together, whereas 1 and 2 are on a higher
plane. And it's been picked up for a 5th season.
Yep.
And I don't know if that'll be the final season. It probably should be.
They probably should start wrapping it up.
Yeah. I think I've also had enough of like the same kind of arguments, the same kind of like back and forth.
There was
and,
one
like,
episode where it was really just one argument.
Yeah. There's like a lot. Of that.
There's a lot of arguing.
But did you like it overall?
I did. Yeah. I liked it, again, better than 3, which I admittedly didn't love, but was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they get a little lectury at times about, like, restaurants are, you know, here's why we go to restaurants, because mm-hmm. we want to be entertained and take our minds off this. It's like, no, I get it.
Yeah.
And then they've done a lot of, they've leaned in on cameos and some standalone stuff, which I haven't loved. Did the standalone stuff was big in 3.
Yeah. Did you like the
cameo in 4?
The big cameo in 4.
No.
You know who I'm talking about.
I didn't.
Not
I didn't like it in 3 or 4. Every time they bring out a fact.
Oh, the one in 3?
I didn't love it.
John Cena?
I
won't spoil 4, but
I like that they brought Cena in, but I just
thought it was great though.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. I like great. Any time they bring out a fact.
Yeah.
I like that.
So,
but not the last two. So I guess half the facts I like.
half the facts. The facts are electric television.
They
though.
Are. They really are.
So Davey and I were also speculating on the hashtag Dork Podcast, which you can get on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. They have alluded to, but we have never seen, Carmi's father.
I imagine we're going to get that.
So he could be dead. He could be he could have left the family. He could be in prison for all we know. Because mm-hmm. it's very like they allude to him. They talk about him. Some of the flashbacks, they reference him.
It sounds like he's alive, no? Based on the way they talk about him?
Yeah. I don't think it's confirmed. My guess is he is alive.
I'm with you. That's just a guess. It's definitely not confirmed. But I would guess he's
Who
alive.
Do you think should play him?
Ooh, good question.
That's the ultimate question. Davey had a good one. He ended up landing on Bill Murray.
Oh.
Because they do kind of lean comedy, even though it's not really a straight comedy. He's from Chicago.
Odenkirk, Rob Reiner, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But they,
Murray might be good.
Yeah.
We're going through a list of guys that would
Did
be
you
like
have one?
I ended up liking that one the most, or someone like Jeff Bridges, or like somebody like that,
sure.
Like of that age. Because you figure he's probably a few years older than Jamie Lee Curtis to make it like the right pairing. But anyway, I thought it was good. I think the hate for it is a little strong. Similar to Squid Game. Squid Game was a sensation a few years ago for season one, like awesome show, like a 6 out of 6 type of show. Season two wasn't as good, but it was, I liked it. Season three has been getting ripped apart online.
Has
the
it?
Critics do not like the season three. I thought it was pretty good. Now, I have one episode to go. It's only 6. And the second episode of season three of Squid Game is incredible. I like was blown away by the game.
Really?
A lot of people online did not like that opinion from you.
That specific episode they didn't like. So not even that you like the season, but that specific episode.
Yeah, that one guy's like,
you like The Last of Us.
I'm like, yeah, I thought The Last of Us was fine. I didn't say it was the greatest show ever. I thought it was pretty good. I think I gave it a 4.5. No, but this specific episode was awesome. The game they played was like wild. You know, like you get the premise of Squid Game.
Yes.
Play these games and then like.
Is the game in the Toy Hall of Fame?
No, hope not.
Okay.
No, it's very deadly.
Okay.
It's a very dangerous game. But there was a lot going on. There was a lot of emotion in that one. So the next 3 episodes certainly weren't as good, but people are ripping that apart. I'm looking forward to watching the finale. I thought it was good. Ironheart is the latest MCU show that you and Billy will not watch.
No.
Disney Plus, 6 episodes. Riri Williams was a character that was introduced in the last Black Panther movie. So she's the star of this. They have some new and old characters kind of jumping in. I actually thought it was pretty good. Another show that's not the best.
Another show is pretty good. Another show people don't like that you were an easy writer on. Okay.
I know. People are like, all the TV sucks. I'm like, am I missing something? I kind of like all the shows.
I kind of like everything.
I've enjoyed all the shows. Another 3 shows that I'm going to watch that I haven't.
Okay, but these are like, they're on your radar.
They're very much on my radar.
Hype them up.
All right, so this is one that Wiggy told me about. Wiggy told me about this TV show. It's called Revival.
Okay.
Nick, this feels like it'd be right in your wheelhouse. Supernatural horror noir based on a comic book series by the same name. And Wiggy said basically what happens is, here you go. In the rural town of Wausau, Wisconsin, the sudden resurrection of the recently deceased becomes known as Revival Day. But they're not like zombies. They just like come back to life.
For a day.
Yeah, but Wiggy's like, and you can't like kill them. Like if you shoot them, like they're fine.
For a day.
But they're not like, oh, like brains.
It's normal. It's normal.
I don't know if it's for a day or not. I don't know how long it is.
Oh, it says Revival Day.
What is this on?
It's on Peacock, maybe? I think it's a sci-fi, or maybe it's on Sci-Fi Network. Yeah, it's on Sci-Fi. Oh,
okay.
But it's got to be on a streaming service, too, I would imagine. But yeah, I think it's they're 4 episodes in, and there's going to be 10 total episodes. Wiggy said it's good.
Okay.
So anyway, Revival. And then the other one is Smoke, which is on Apple Plus right now. Haven't started it. Taron Egerton. It's based off a podcast about an arsonist. So I think he's like
an arsonist. You've talked about this one before.
Yeah, I think when I previewed stuff, but that's out now. And I think that's another like 10 episode one. But if you have Apple Plus, I might give Smoke a rip. Oh, and The Sandman.
I was going to say, I think you missed one.
I did. Yeah, The Sandman is back on Netflix. Now, this is sort of a tough one because the creator of The Sandman, which is a comic book, which became a TV show, is Neil Gaiman, who turned out to be like a real monster. Like here's a whole thing. Like,
no,
he didn't get canceled right away when everybody else got canceled. It was like after the fact, but it was like a lot of bad stuff.
Got it.
So it's hard to like celebrate him.
You're separating the art from the artist.
But the show's very good.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm looking forward. I haven't started that, but I loved season one. So I'm getting back in on that. But that is like 6 shows that are out right now. Hard to keep up with everything.
A couple of quick questions on The Bear. Number one, did they always release the full season all at once, or did they used to do it one at a time? They always did the full season.
I believe so.
This is the first time I've been caught up on a season.
I believe it was always out at once.
Another question, do you like the computer?
Not really.
Me neither.
The character? No.
Yeah, I don't like it.
No.
Why is he wearing all Raiders gear?
I don't get it. They're in Chicago. It's very famously a Chicago show,
and
he's got a Raiders hat.
Raiders head to toe.
Yeah, I don't care for him.
I don't get it. I don't like the computer either. Okay. Well, there you go. Hashtag Dork Minute with Rich Keefe. Some TV that he's watched and, graded very highly, and some shows on his radar as well. We'll get back to the Red Sox. Craig Breslow on Nesson pregame last night gave a very dissatisfactory answer about the approach at the trade deadline. We'll do it next.
Jones and Keefe, a
on WEEI.
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 This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.